Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah, man. Friday features are beginning here. It's Friday. We're live in the Skyline Studio here till 4 o'clock. We got Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show Spies, and Fly Jams Friday. And we also have Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
Ready for some dummies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, but John Lithgow is on that show, Where's My Mom? What the hell's the name of it with Neil Patrick Harris?
What?
My mom, you got your mom. My mom's name. Who's your mom?
What about my mother? Wait.
Oh, how about How I Met Your Mom? So John Lithgow's on that show?
Yeah, he plays Neil Patrick Harris's dad.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I love John Lithgow. I love him. Okay. Anyway, it's time for You Big Dummy. This is where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. And Esmeralda, you're going to be our third vote this morning.
Oh, fun.
Here we go. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A man who wore a watermelon on his head while stealing from a convenience store was arrested. On May 6, 2020, two people arrived at the Sheetz in Louisa, Virginia, wearing a hollowed-out watermelon rinds with holes cut out for eyes into the store where police proceeded, to commit a larceny. They walked into the convenience store, hollowed-out watermelons to protect themselves, they said, from the coronavirus. One suspect, 20-year-old Justin Rogers, was arrested May 15th and charged with wearing a mask in public while committing larceny, underage possession of alcohol, and larceny of alcohol, according to the police department. He will appear in court in July. A second suspect has also been identified, but police are not releasing their information due to active investigation. The incident occurred on May 6th when two people wearing watermelon rinds with holes, eye holes cut out, walked in, arrived at Sheetz in a 2006 black Toyota Tacoma. They went inside at 9:35 when the crime was committed. I'm in my 46th year in law enforcement, Leary said. I've seen a lot of strange things, but this ranks up with some of the most unusual events for sure. The Louisa Police Department showed a photo on social media on Saturday, but they took the post down after getting an overwhelming response because they no longer needed information from the public.
Dummy! Dummy!
Dummy number two, dummy number two, two, two. A rookie cop has been banned from the job for life after stealing 7 fry-ups from the canteen in his first week. PC Jamie Larman helped himself despite knowing he was meant to pay for the grub. A misconduct hearing was held. Trainees whose homes were more than 20 miles away could stay on site and get free meals, but he lived near the training center. He was caught on another Thames Valley police officer heard him say, "I'm not entitled to this, but I should be, and I only live inside the boundary." Larman later claimed he had nicked the food to build a rapport with colleagues. He's now banned from applying for a job in any police force in Britain again. Larman, 20, was a police community support officer before starting his new role as a constable. But he quit after he was challenged about stealing breakfasts. He had also been warned last year that he was caught nicking food before a training day. So this guy just basically steals food. To compound this, there is evidence that he behaved similarly at PCSO. He has no place in Thames Valley Police. If he was still serving, I would have dismissed him without notice. Yesterday, one of Larman's relatives insisted it's pathetic. He's not like that. He's never been in trouble in his life. He's getting on in his life and it's in looking for another job.
Get lost, dummy. Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after tonight, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Northern New York man was arrested on Tuesday for the fourth time in a week after allegedly leading police on a 25-mile chase through several New York communities. Police tried to stop Roman Kintner, 20, of Keysville on Interstate 87 in Peru. They say he was going 98 miles an hour in a 65-mile-an-hour zone. They say that Kintner then took off on State Route 22 and went into the city of Plattsburgh. Police say he went through Beekmantown, Chazy, and eventually into Altona, where he nearly hit Clinton County Sheriff's patrol cars. Police finally used spike strips to stop him. They say Kintner refused to leave the car. After a struggle with troopers, he was arrested. Kintner was taken to the CVPH for minor injuries he got during the arrest. He was charged with DWAI drugs, fleeing from the police, and resisting arrest. He was released with tickets to appear in court. Police say Kintner was arrested three other times the same week on traffic and drug charges.
To the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
All right, Esmeralda, hang on, okay? Esmeralda, hang on.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. We got two more dummies and then the votes. So that's what's going on right here on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. All right. Friday features continue right here on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. We're here until 4. Let's get back to You Big Dummy. And Esmeralda, welcome back, Esmeralda.
Thank you.
Okay, we got more dummies. Here we go. Dummy number four, dummy number four. Dummy number four. Daniel Very wanted to get his girlfriend a personalized gin glass for her birthday with the message, "Happy 30th birthday, princess. Love you millions." But in a moment of confusion, he mixed up the delivery and personalization boxes. So when the glass arrived, it actually said, "Can we have it delivered before Monday, if possible, as it's her 30th. Nice one." That's what it said on the glass. As the gift came wrapped, he didn't even realize it until his girlfriend, Haley Woodward, 30, opened the gin glass on her birthday. Daniel, 28, from Denton, Manchester, said, "I was aiming to make Haley's birthday as special as I could for her. I bought her loads of gifts, booked a holiday for February 2021. Fingers crossed that it happened. The gin glass 100% cheered her up. She couldn't stop laughing." Explained what happened, Daniel said, "When I was putting the order through for the glass, it came up with a section that says note for glass and additional notes for business. I got them back to front. I had a feeling that I had did something wrong because I was so dopey, literally rushed the order as Haley was sat next to me. I had to do it secretly. It came gift wrapped and I didn't even notice until she opened it and said, 'What the hell is wrong with you?' I put my heart and soul into that glass." Haley has already put the glass to use and enjoyed a nice gin and pink lemonade in it yesterday.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You gotta bring home super dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Five! A head teacher says he is, quote-unquote, sorry if homework asking pupils to define types of hardcore pornography led them to undertake inappropriate rip searches. The work was given to children aged 11 to 14 at Archbishop Sentamu Academy in Hull. Principal Che Bell stressed the assignment did not require internet research as the answers were in the material the pupils were sent. Leon Dagon was flabbergasted when he saw his 13-year-old sister's homework. The work is part of the pupils' personal, social, and health education learning, the school said. The students were asked to define topics including hardcore pornography, soft pornography, as well as female genitalia, genital mutilation, and breast ironing. Good Lord. They were also asked questions about alcohol, drugs, and smoking as part of their homework. Mr. Dagon, who took to Facebook to share his concerns, says, "My little sister knows makeup and TikTok at the age of 13. She doesn't know about hardcore porn, and then they're asking her to define it." The majority of children nowadays will go on the internet to help them with their homework, and if you type that kind of thing on the internet, God knows what's going to pop up. Mr. Bell said, "I am genuinely sorry if parents or students have unnecessarily researched any of these phrases for offense that it may have caused." He said students were not directed to research these topics themselves on the internet because all the answers were posed were contained in the teacher's produced material that they shared. The work was in line with government guidance, he said. "I have asked no future PSHE materials contain any potentially sensitive content and will ensure that all materials will be age appropriate." A spokesman for the Department of Education said it was a matter for the school and he had no further comment to make.
But if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. Has something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
All right. We've got to vote. Okay. Let me do a recap for you. And then we'll do our voting. Okay? Here we go. We've got the dummy... the dummies who walked into a convenience store with a hollowed-out watermelon rind on their heads. We've got the cop who's banned for life for stealing 7 fry-ups in his first week of the job. Guy has a tendency to steal food. We've got the idiot in northern New York who got arrested for the 4th time in a week doing 98 miles an hour. We got the man who accidentally gets a delivery note inscribed on a gin glass for his girlfriend's birthday. And we have the Hull School... that sent research porn homework home with the kids. Okay, Tom?
I mean, the answer is obvious. It's the watermelon gang.
Watermelon gang. Somebody walking in with a watermelon rind, eye holes cut into it.
Yeah.
I love the cop says I've seen a lot of weird things, but this is...
this is just beyond the pale.
This is it. All right. Okay, Esmeralda, who are you going to vote for?
I want to say the watermelon gang.
The watermelon gang.
I want to know how much work went into hollowing it out.
Yeah.
So it would fit over their heads.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of, that seems like a big process.
It would just be a giant watermelon as well.
Yeah. No, there's no question about it. I kind of really love the note inscription on that on the gin glass. I think that's really hilarious. The cop who just steals food all the time is also kind of good. But I'm with you. It's unanimous. It's the watermelon gang. And that's what they're going to be.
I also saw a picture and it was pretty funny.
Okay. Yeah, that adds to it too. Sometimes, the pictures that go along with some of these stories. So there it is. That's our dummy of the week. Thanks for voting, Esmeralda.
Thank you.
It is the watermelon gang. So there it is. All right. Let's continue, shall we, with our next bit of regular features here. Are we ready? Here we go. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. Context.
what's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, context.
There it is. Straight out of context. We do it every Friday morning. You listen 24/7 to this radio station, and you should, because it's the best. And whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Hey, Tom, you have to dust off the doo-doo-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo just because Esmeralda is here.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
All right, he's gonna. We know how much we know. The first time we played that for you, I thought you were gonna fall. I thought you were gonna pass out.
Well, and we got to play it because I will say there is no Lou this week.
Oh,
a little bit of a bummer. But there's some great ones here.
Okay, all right.
But I guess if we must, I got to remember what week this is from, because this is going back now.
Yeah,
it
is going back.
Beginning of the year.
Was it that long ago?
About somewhere in.
And remember, this is what he's talking about, Esmeralda. Lou Manfredini is talking about what it's like when they steal signs in baseball.
Yeah, this is from the week of January 23rd.
Is that right? It's been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you need to isolate it and just keep it on a 360 machine button.
Yeah. That's it.
Of course.
That's what you got to do. Okay.
They put their fingers between their legs and they got nail polish on, right? And they're going. Ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
What's with the nail polish?
That's like a steel signing thing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like
interesting.
Something that they do.
Ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
What was that? What is this, The Exorcist? All right, one more time.
Okay, for the kids.
Ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
Esmeralda, that's to make up for the fact that we've got no Lou this week. So.
Oh, it's a good makeup.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. I remember the first time we played that, seriously, it was one of the most ridiculous things I ever heard in my life. Okay, shall we begin?
Let's begin. Right. Little Bob Surratt here to kick us off. This one's from listener Tom.
Oh. What happened?
Got to actually turn on the...
I meant to get some yesterday, but I forgot.
All right, Bob. Bob's off this morning, by the way. The great Dean Richards will be filling in.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Brian Jay sends in this one to Bob.
More Bob. All right.
She was trying to satisfy us and the country of South Africa at the same time. It was a bit noisy.
What? What was that all about?
He was talking to a very renowned expert on health who was actually, I believe she was either in South Africa or having a conference with people from South Africa.
Oh, okay.
So she was trying to help out both us.
And South Africa.
And South Africa. Okay. So,
fair enough.
All right. This is coming to us from Waukegan Jay. Here's a little bit of producer Jess.
So we had to get pliers okay to do it.
Oh, goodness.
You got to check with plier if you're going to do it.
Yeah, always check with plier.
Always check with plier.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right. Little John Williams here. This is coming to us from Will.
Dave, you and I could do that if we wanted to try and remember what day it is, if we just wore some ladies' underwears.
What? What the hell? What is
some ladies' underwear?
What's been going on with John lately?
Wore some ladies' underwears.
What is going on with Williams? What's the matter with him?
Well, nothing. He's doing his show.
God, the last few weeks have been, you know.
There's been a couple doozies.
A few.
He's really
Esmeralda, for some reason, he's gone. John Williams has gone nuts.
I feel like he was a regular though, wasn't he? On the
he's been real weird lately, like doing weird voices and all kinds of stuff with no explanation. What was going on there?
Quarantine will get you.
Yeah,
he was talking about the fact that women's underwear with the days of the week on them have been selling out.
Oh, sure, because people don't know what day it is.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So put on your Friday panties, kids.
That's right. It's Friday. Don't get it confused. If you put on Wednesday, you're going to be all screwed up.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's do one more before we break here for some weather, and then we'll come back and do more straight out of context.
All right. A little bit more John Williams here.
Oh, here we go.
This one from Waukegan Jay.
I'm not going to touch your hose A or your hose B.
Oh, boy. What was that?
That was him talking to a listener named Jose.
Oh. So he was talking to a listener named Jose.
Going
to
touch your Jose or your Hose B.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow. That's something. That's very special stuff right there. Esmeralda, hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right, Esmeralda, Leon is with us, and we've got our Friday features, and we're doing them. We got more Straight Out of Context coming up right here on WGN. Let me give you some weather. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
That's right. Our Friday features continue with Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Our very special guest is the great Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
All righty, then. Are we getting back to it?
Let's get back to
it. Here we go.
All right, another one from Waukegan Jay here. This is the great Mary Vandeveld, bidet owner Mary Vandeveld.
Yes,
as
she has
learned.
A bidet. Did you know that? Did you know that she has a bidet?
Yeah, no, I knew about that.
Yeah.
I think wasn't that part of her in a straight up context, I think.
I think we
that's
had,
we yeah,
that's how we found out about it. But because we were both very envious of Mary. Because we both enjoy bidets.
Oh, I got a bidet.
What?
Yeah, I bought one.
Okay.
It's just an attachment.
That is great. That is a really good way to do it.
Have I talked to you about how much I miss seeing Mary every morning?
No.
I do.
I mean, you could stay there and wait for her.
Well,
wait, but she's not there at all.
She's at home. Everybody's working from home.
Is she still not back coming in yet?
No, I don't think so. I think she's still.
No,
I think
it's in.
And it is here?
Yeah.
Oh, he does it from here?
Mary might be back in.
Oh.
By this point.
Okay. All right.
You could just wait for her in that tiny room. That would be
in the booth, like hang out in the traffic booth and scare the hell out of her when she comes in.
Like a dog.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Hi, Mary.
I missed you.
Yeah, because I would see her. She would come in. I used to be on till 5, and she would come in around 4:30-ish. And so I get to see her and talk to her and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I love Mary. I just think she's the best. All right. Okay, let's continue.
All right, this next one's from Will. Here's Rokan.
My thing didn't work.
Oh, boy.
Not a good thing.
What happened there?
He was just talking about like a technical issue he had.
With his board?
His
hot keys. Does Ro run his own board?
Yeah, of course.
That's what I thought.
I mean, he's been in the biz for God knows how
long. I know, but sometimes, people don't want to run the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
If I can do it, anybody can.
Yeah. A monkey can do it.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
All right. Next, it's you, buddy.
Me?
Yes. And this is coming to us from Kevin in Iowa.
Thanks, Kevin. Are you doing them over the phone? Are you doing them virtually on the internet? Is it when we were talking with the psychic?
Yeah, talking with our friend, the experimenter.
Listen to this, Esmeralda. We had a guest on because we found out about this from the great website, The Takeout, our friends over at The Takeout, which is a great food website, Esmeralda. You should check it out. And I know you're way into food, and it's a great website with a lot of really talented writers, and they cover everything food-related. It's really good. But anyway, they were talking about how there's this woman in England who can see the future, predict the future when she throws stalks of asparagus on the in the air and lets them land.
Oh, are they cooked or raw?
They're raw. They're raw.
Interesting.
Yeah, so she can predict things just by looking at asparagus. And so we clearly had to have this woman on the air.
I used to, Johnny B had on a lady who would read your fortune in a coffee cup.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I remember that. She was on several times on Johnny's show.
Oh yeah, no, she was a regular.
She was a regular, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. What do we got? God, do you remember when Johnny was working here?
Johnny B?
Yes.
Yeah. Because he followed me. So I'd see him running around in the hallway like a lunatic.
Yeah.
Good old Johnny B. Okay, what's next?
All right, next, it's you again here.
Oh, man.
This one coming to us from Tom in Wheaton.
She would put him in her mouth. Oh, I was talking about my ex-girlfriend and the contact lenses. See, Esmeralda, this was the girl that I dated who was like 6 years older than me when I was like a teenager, and she had a kid. You remember that? She was my manager. Yeah. She was my manager. She was my manager at McDonald's. It was a very healthy relationship.
Oh, boy.
But she had, you know, this was before disposable. We were talking about disposable contacts and when they were invented. But this was before disposable contacts, and she had the regular hard contacts. And sometimes she would, you know, in order to clean them, she'd take them out of her eye, put them in her mouth, and then put it back in her eye.
Nope.
Yep.
That's literally the grossest thing I can imagine.
I don't know, even know what to tell you. That's what she did.
Mm. How did she not get pink eye?
I have no idea. I had no control over that woman. Okay.
All right. Next up, it is Bob Surratt, sent in by Erico.
A little longer than normal.
It's a lot of Bob Surratt this week.
Yeah, good week for Surratt.
Yeah, what's the?
He's not even here.
And he's not even here this morning. What was he talking about?
He was just talking about the commute being a little bit longer.
Oh, sure.
Than normal. Yeah. It's weird. Traffic has really picked up.
It has, man.
It really has.
It really has. We've noticed that in the middle of the night, you know, that it's picked up pretty big, you know?
Mm-hmm.
More people are going out. So you're not supposed to, but okay. Here we go.
Next up, our good friend Trucker Rich.
Oh, sent this one in?
No, he got caught.
Oh, he got caught. Oh, Trucker Rich.
He's been caught, Rich.
He's a, you know, Esmeralda, you remember Trucker Rich?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of our favorite listeners, he's a great contributor. He's always his phone calls are always very fun. Okay, what do we got?
All right, this is from Fox Valley Mike.
We use Super Balls.
When you don't have regular balls, use Super Balls.
Anyways, we were talking about, is it T-ball?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. He used Super Balls, so when you hit it, it would go 50 miles, Esmeralda.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Just a couple more here. Here's you, Nick.
What? Come on.
Caught by Brian in Rockford.
What's your experience has been with this unprecedented wetness? Oh, man. I was talking about rain. Right. I wanted to know what was going on with people, if they had flooding or how they're dealing with it. We got more rain coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
In fact, it's raining right now as I look out the window. It's never going to stop raining. I'm telling you. You know, like we're living in Los Angeles 2019 in Blade Runner. So, all right.
All right. Last one here.
Okay.
This is from Ken in Hillside. I don't know if this is a first. Here's Anna Belleval.
Just whipping it out in front of the Trader Joe's.
That is a first time for Anna. That's a first time. God, she's funny. Esmeralda, did you ever see the footage of her on the morning news? Not realizing that Ricky Martin was, like, on with her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I've seen her.
It's so funny.
Her freak out. Yeah,
she totally freaks out over Ricky Martin. Fantastic. All right, that's it for that?
That'll do.
What was the context of that?
She was just on with Dean, and they were talking about a DJ who would, like, pack up all his stuff and then show up and whip it out at a Trader Joe's.
Ah, there you go. At a Trader Joe's?
Yeah, you got to get down at the Trader Joe's, man.
Wait, what are you talking about? They have DJs at Trader Joe's?
I don't know if it was in the Trader Joe's.
Oh.
It was in the vicinity of the Trader Joe's.
I was going to say, you got a dance party going on in the Trader Joe's?
Here, buy some Kraft Funyuns and listen to this guy spin.
Man. All right.
I mean, that kind of seems on point.
Yeah. I wouldn't, you know, I mean, it sounds a little weird, but again, Trader Joe's is a little weird.
I would shop at Trader Joe's if they had a DJ.
Yeah. Well, there's a Trader Joe's right down here, man.
Well, put Kassara in there.
You know what's really funny? Yeah, put Kassara in there. That'd be fantastic. You know what's really funny is that Trader Joe's, which is on Ontario, is surrounded by two escape rooms. There are two escape rooms on either side.
Two of them.
Yeah, I don't know. On the same block, there are two competing escape rooms.
Gee.
Yeah.
Just in case you're trying to rob the Trader Joe's.
Yeah, you can't get out. Yeah.
It's a Trader Joe's inside the escape room.
Yeah, that's where
oddly enough.
Yeah,
Trader Joe's is the escape
that's
room.
That's how. Yeah, your shopping is the escape room when you're shopping. I can't find the watermelon. It's on that guy's head. All right. What the hell? Oh, I got to do something, right? Right. It's a good thing I'm off Monday. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Ooh. Here we go. Ooh, what do you know
and dance like me. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody
spies.
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 Like us.
Yeah. By the way, I did this. This is the second day in a row that I've done this. I threw the weather out. So I have to get into the garbage can and get it.
Yeah, I'm not printing it for you again.
Yeah, I don't want you to. You won't have to. Esmeralda, I'm losing my mind.
What's new?
Every day. Every day with us.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. Okay, so this is Nick D's show, Spies. This is when you listen 24/7 to this radio station, and whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show, we want to know about it, you become a spy. You jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
All right, first one's coming to us from Jimbo. This is a caller on the Matt Bubala show.
Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Bubala? I caught your Scottish guest. He was on Nick DiGiulio once before.
Oh, was he really? He's a good guy.
Yeah. I'm an insomniac, so I listen to a lot of GN this hour.
We appreciate that.
But, I was going to say... when I caught your Scottish guest, you know, talking about his accent and how you were grilling him and stuff.
Yeah,
he's definitely got a Scottish. He sounds a lot like Tom Hush, Nick's producer, with the overlaid accent. You know,
you actually have to, you it's you don't have an accent.
I don't.
I mean, you can do a good Scottish accent, but...
I think so. It's not great. I've been told by my cousin, who is Scottish and has an accent, that is like, I could do a little bit of work on it, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it sounds... I mean, I've got, you know... I've got, you know, American ears, so I can't, you know...
Yeah. It all sounds like Mike Myers and Shrek.
Yeah. Exactly. If it's not Scottish, it's crap. All right. We got more?
Yeah, one real quick one here. Yeah. This is from Dean Richards, yesterday morning.
I heard Nick talking this morning that it's about to be his 35th anniversary.
Yeah, next week. How about that?
Which is very nice. Happy anniversary to Nick. I have to figure out how many years that I've been. It's got to be something like that, I would think. How funny is that, that Nick and I turn out to be the long-timers here at WGN, because you, Dave, you were after me. I remember introducing you your first day.
I remember that.
Filling in for somebody, and that happened to be your first day on WGN. So I know that you came after me.
That was my first day back, but I had been here and I left.
Previously,
so
right.
I don't know what got into me, but for some reason, so I was here.
You went
I was
to
here.
Some cable access station, yes, if I remember
exactly.
correctly, for sure.
But I was here 36 years ago.
Wow.
How can that be?
That's amazing. Isn't that amazing how just the years get by? Mary, how many for you?
23 almost.
Wow.
And I guess I'm a youngster.
Isn't that funny?
But I still think of Nick DiGiulio as about 15.
Well, I think Nick still thinks of himself that way, too.
Very nice of you guys. That was funny. Yeah, 35 years, man. Esmeralda, 35 years.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, and it's Wednesday morning is the anniversary. So
exciting!
Yeah,
though.
35 years. First movie I ever reviewed on Roy Leonard Show was in May of 1985, Esmeralda, and it was Friday the 13th, Part 5.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
which one's that one?
I don't know.
A New Beginning.
It's a New Beginning. I don't know. Who is there? Any good? Is it what? Which one has the sleeping bag kill in it?
7.
Yeah. Have you ever seen The Sleeping Bag Kill, Esmeralda?
No. Which one is it in? Because I recently saw a bunch because they were playing them on some network.
7, right?
I'd say it's part in the 7th one.
What's the subtitle?
Yeah,
but
what goes on? What happens?
I don't know. All I know is that there's a girl in a sleeping bag, and it's all zipped up, and he slams her against a tree and kills her in the sleeping bag.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
It's the best. All right. Hang on, Esmeralda.
Okay.
We got some weather for you, and then we'll come back. And we got some fly. Are we at fly jams now?
We got some fly jams.
Okay, cool. You got requests and everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly Jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here. Fly Jams Friday. We've got requests for the Fly Jams, and let's say hello to Luscious Hushes.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
Yeah. And Esmeralda's here. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
All right, you ready for some Fly Jams? What was that? What was that?
I was trying to mimic Luscious Hushes.
Oh, Luscious Hushes, I see.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
All right. Okay, are we ready?
Very ready.
All right, we've got requests. Yeah. Time to get funky on a Friday morning.
All right, first request coming to us from our good pal Lulu. It's a little Jamiroquai. It's Canned Heat. I used to put my faith in worship, but then my chance to get to heaven slim. Oh, I used to worry about the future, but then I threw my caution to the wind. I had no reason to be carefree. No, until I took a trip to the other side of town. Yeah. You know I heard that boogie rhythm. Hey, I had no choice but to get down, 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 dance. Woo. Nothing left for me to do but dance. All these bad times I'm going through, just dance. Got candy in my ears tonight, baby.
Yeah. Jamiroquai with his funny hats. Esmeralda, you remember the video where the floor was moving?
Oh, yeah.
And there was
the room was moving.
Oh, the room was moving. That's right. The room was moving, and there was a bug?
It was an illusion.
Ah. I love that. What the hell was the name of that song?
Virtual Insanity.
God, that's a good song. I like Jamiroquai.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, awesome. And funny hats.
Yes, funny hats.
You have to enjoy funny hats. All right. What's next in the Request Village?
All right. In the Request Village, we're going to pick this one from Request Villager, Mike in Old Irving Park.
Mike in Old Irving Park. He's my neighbor.
Yeah. A resident of the Request Village and Old Irving Park. It's a little new edition. Can You Stand the Rain?
Oh, I love this song.
Day, I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you ever restore?
'Cause I need somebody who will stand by me.
Yeah.
God, I love that song. Esmeralda, do you like that song?
Oh, yeah. Great song.
I love that song. That's post-Bobby Brown new edition. No Bobby Brown in that one. Bobby Brown! Bobby Brown! Yeah. And I think that was produced by Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it makes me think of... there was a Crank Anchors where someone called in pretending to be Millie Bobby Brown's.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Manager.
Wanted to change. They called up Bobby Brown.
Yeah, they're less like, "Hey, Bobby Brown, I need you to change your name.
You need to change it. Why do I have to change my name?" Yeah, they called. They crank yanked Bobby Brown and said he had to change his name because of Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh my God!
I can't remember who did the was it Kimmel himself? I think it was Kimmel.
It was Kimmel.
Yeah, it was Kimmel.
It was definitely Kimmel.
God, that was funny. God, Crank Yankers is funny. Esmeralda, you watch Crank Yankers ever?
I haven't seen it since the restart, the reboot.
Oh, it's great. It's still, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I love it. And I love the fact that they have these stupid-looking puppets. You know, it's just so funny. All right.
All right, next, coming to us from Mike in Louisville, another villager of the Request Village.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of Boogie Nights.
Great song, too. Boy, it's a fly morning, Esmeralda, huh?
Very much so, yeah.
Very fly. That song's a jam. Oddly, not featured in the movie Boogie Nights. So, there you go. All right.
A little too on the nose, I guess.
Yeah.
For, what's his face?
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Paul W.S. Yeah. Anderson.
No, stop it.
P.T. Barnum.
All right. Okay, what's right. next?
From Glenn in Evanston.
Stop making fun of my favorite filmmaker, okay?
From Glenn in Evanston, a little James Brown here, Funk on a Roll,
yeah.
S-Class Mix.
Yeah. Is he the most sampled artist ever?
No, his drummer is.
His drummer is.
Yeah, the funky drummer.
Okay.
That drum beat has been sampled by pretty much every major hip hop artist at least one time.
Yeah, absolutely. Is that it then?
I've got one.
Okay,
more quick
one more quick one. Yeah,
yeah. We'll get a quick one in here because it's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh yeah,
and we have to get all 700 members in here because that's just the way. That's just the way it has to be.
Oh, there you go.
Here's a little devotion.
Yeah, man. Gotta love Earth, Wind, and Fire. All 800 members. Hey, Esmeralda, so much fun hanging out with you. Thank you for doing this, okay?
Yeah, same.
We'll get you back on soon. Stay safe in all this nonsense, okay?
Yeah, ditto.
Okay, buddy.